This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and now we turn to Zimbabwe. The price of gas rose to $12 a gallon on Sunday, a 150% increase imposed by the federal government. That's $12 a gallon. The price hike has led to massive protests met by violent crackdowns from the government. According to Amnesty International, at least 8 people have been killed in the protests and more than 200 detained. This all comes 6 months after Emmerson Mnangagwa became president and promised that he would get Zimbabwe back on sure economic footing, following the 40-year dictatorship of Robert Mugabe. Andrew Meldrum is the Africa editor of the Associated Press and lived for more than 20 years in Zimbabwe. He joins The Takeaway from Johannesburg, where he's monitoring the situation. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tanzina.
So we've seen reports of these protests. Can you give us a sense of what is the latest in Zimbabwe now? How has the government been responding?
Since Monday, there have been 3 days of a national stay away, a national strike, and it has been marked by violence. And the government has responded very strongly, in fact, sending the military out in Harare, the capital, and other cities. And in Harare, the military opened fire on protesters, and several people were killed.
Can you give us a sense of the historical context here? We are hearing that there are people staying home from work, that schools are closed. Basically, there's essentially a shutdown countrywide over this fuel hike.
That's right. It's over the fuel hike, but actually it's a wider dissatisfaction with Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. He had come to power. Many rejoiced when Robert Mugabe left power just over a year ago. And Mnangagwa won disputed elections in the middle of last year, in July, August of last year, on the campaigning that he was going to bring a better economy to Zimbabwe. And in fact, Zimbabwe's economy has gotten worse. Many Zimbabweans I have spoken to, they're not quite sure which is worse, the price of gasoline, which you pointed out is the highest in the world at $12, or the fact that they have to wait in line for several days before they can get any gasoline. And even today, there were people out in the streets protesting against the government, but there were also people waiting in long lines to get bread because they didn't have basic necessities.
How did Zimbabwe get to this point?
It's hard to remember, but back in the 1980s and 1990s, Zimbabwe was really one of the most prosperous countries in Africa, and Zimbabweans enjoyed a relatively good standard of living. In 2000, when Robert Mugabe was challenged by the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Party, Zimbabwe's economic management really faltered. The kind of point where things started to get bad was when Mugabe had seizures of white-owned farms. Definitely, land redistribution was needed in the country, but the way it was done took down the commercial farming sector, which was one of the major pillars of the Zimbabwean economy. The government continued to spend on the army and the police, and it took Zimbabwe to a period of hyperinflation in 2008, where Zimbabwe's inflation rose to 500% according to the International Monetary Fund.
Mnangagwa is also in Russia. What do we know about his trip there? And I think there's a lot of outrage that he's left the country during this very critical time.
He's left at a critical time, but he is carrying out a critical mission. He met with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, and he told Russian media that he was asking for a loan or loans to help tide over and improve the economic situation. He's also going to several other countries where he's going to be looking for loans or perhaps looking for oil that he hopes will be able to improve Zimbabwe's economic situation.
Andrew Meldrum is the Africa editor at the Associated Press. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Tanzina.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.